USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A record number of states, cities, and counties are boosting their minimum wage in 2020. On or around January 1st, the minimum wage will increase in 21 states, while another 26 cities and counties are also boosting their baseline pay at the start of the new year. Later in the year, four additional states and 23 cities and counties will hike their minimum wages, according to the National Employment Law Project. The record number of pay hikes will benefit about 6.8 million workers, and the pay gains could range to as high as $1,700 for full-time, year-round workers. Record low unemployment across most of the country has also played a role, forcing employers to bid up wages to attract qualified employees. Late last year, Amazon raised its base pay for workers at warehouse operations around the country to $15. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Paris landmark damaged by fire earlier this year may never be the same. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The rector of Notre Dame Cathedral says the Paris landmark is still so fragile after a fire early this year, there's a 50% chance the structure may never be saved, as scaffolding installed before the fire is threatening the vaults of that Gothic monument. The Monsignor Patrick Chauvet says restoration work isn't likely to begin until 2021, describing his heartache that Notre Dame could not hold Christmas services this year for the first time since the French Revolution. I'm Chris Barnes.
Two young children who fell from the top of a Boston parking garage on Christmas were likely killed by their mother before she jumped to her own death. The evidence collected thus far suggests that these deaths were very likely a double murder-suicide, according to District Attorney Rachel Rollins. The mother, Erin Pascal, age 40, and her two children, Allison and Andrew, were found in the city's Roxbury neighborhood. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A strong typhoon that barreled through the central Philippines left at least 25 people dead and forced thousands to flee their homes, devastating Christmas celebrations. Fanaphone stranded many people in sea and an airport at the peak of the holiday travel, set off landslides, flooded low-lying villages, destroyed homes and downed trees and electric poles, and knocked out power in entire provinces. The storm weakened lately as it blew into the South China Sea with sustained winds of over 74 miles an hour and gusts to 95 miles an hour. Most of the 20 deaths reported by the National Police were due to drowning, falling trees, and electrocution. Former Uber CEO Travis Kalanick will resign from the newly public company's board next week, effectively severing ties with the ride-hailing company he co-founded a decade ago. Uber, once considered the world's most valuable startup, turbocharged the gig economy and has logged over 15 billion trips since 2010. Kalanick co-founded Uber in 2009, but was ousted as chief executive in the summer of 2017 after a series of management and sexual harassment scandals. He stayed on as a member of the board until the announcement. Kalanick recently sold more than $2.5 billion worth of shares in the company, more than 90% of his holdings, after a 180-day lockup period following the company's May initial public offering. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.